Hi, I'm Gregory Dickow, and thanks for joining me on today's podcast. If you're one of our regular listeners, thank you for your continued journey with me. My prayer is that each and every message touches your heart and helps you encounter the real Jesus and rise to your true worth and purpose. Now, we release new messages every single week available to everyone in the world for absolutely free. And the reason we can do that is because we have precious people who give generously and sacrificially each and every week. If you're a regular giver, I'm truly thankful for you. I can't thank you enough, in fact. And if you haven't taken that step yet, I want to invite you to join us today. Simply visit lifechangerschurch.com/give. That's lifechangerschurch.com/give to make a one-time gift, or even better yet, become a recurring giver here at Life Changers. Finally, I hope today's message truly encourages you, builds you up, and reveals to you how powerful you really are. Enjoy, and God bless. Well, let me pray for you. Father, I thank you that every person connected here today will experience your presence. They'll experience your protection over themselves and their families. They'll experience your provision. I thank you for supernatural provision coming into each person's life, spirit, soul, and body, finances and family and relationship. Your provision in every area of their lives in the name of Jesus. I thank you that I prophesy supernatural provision, breakthrough increase, breakthrough abundance in the name of Jesus. Come on, receive that now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to get into the teaching of God's word today, and welcome to Life Changers International Church. You are part of a church family. No matter where you're watching, no matter where you're connected, consider this family. And as family, we really want to get to know our common Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father that we share. And in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, it's been our foundational scripture for the last month or so. And the end of this verse says, those who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. You are created by God to do exploits, to do great things. One translation says, those who know their God shall be strong and take action. You know, great things start with one simple action. And knowing God is what we really want to talk about, because when you know him, you'll be strong. When you know him, you'll take action. When you know him, you'll love him. And when you know him as he is, you will come to expect his provision for your life. You'll come to expect him to behave towards you exactly how he truly is. He's kind, he's good, he's powerful, he's a father. He's so much and so much more than what we could ever imagine or what we could ever conceive. But what I want you to realize is knowing God begins with faith. We meet God in a place of faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, he who comes to God must believe two things. Now listen, this is so important that we believe these two things. Number one, he says, those who know their, he said, he who comes to God must believe that he is. First of all, he is, he was, and he is to come. He is. He exists forever. He has existed forever, and he will exist forever. He is everything he says he is. But then he says, believe that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. The word seek there is to put your trust in. The word seek is where your expectation is. The word seek there is to set your vision on what this thing is, whatever you're setting it on. So when it says he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, that means he is a rewarder of those who are looking to him with expectation, looking to him with confidence, looking to him for our source and our resource. You know, I love this verse in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32. It says, remember the early days when you received the light for the first time. In those days, you endured such conflict in the face of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to ridicule and persecution, at other times were partners with those who were so treated. Partly by being made a public spectacle through reproaches and tribulations, and partly by becoming sharers. Watch this, he says, partly by becoming sharers with those who were so treated. For you showed sympathy to the prisoners, accepted joyfully the seizure of your property, knowing that you have for yourselves a better possession and a lasting one. You have for yourselves a better reward and a lasting one. One translation says, a better reward, a better possession, because you gladly were willing to let go of things that you were holding on to, gladly willing to let go of your possessions for a better possession, knowing that God is a rewarder. You know, whatever you sacrifice for God, He'll always give it back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He's a rewarder. Clearly, we see in verse 6 of Hebrews 11, He's a rewarder. And this scripture in Hebrews chapter 10 shows us He's a rewarder. And so when we realize what He's like, that He's a rewarder, we will begin to set our expectation on what God promises to do in our lives. And I want to talk to you about 5 ways to know God and to experience His goodness. So, number one, we must remember the good. Now, it's so important when we talk about God being a rewarder and God being good and setting our expectation on Him. The way that we can experience God's goodness, the way we can experience God, the way we can truly know Him is to remember the good. When you begin to remember the good, you begin to experience more of the good. When you begin to remember the good things God has done, you begin to get acquainted with God. Remember the good in your past. Look back. You see, we do need to look back, not to look back to a former way of living, not to look back in regret, not to look back in shame, not to look back in fear, but to look back at what God has done and remember the good. There's so much power in our memory. That's why people have post-traumatic stress disorder, because trauma is in their soul and they remember the bad. They remember it like they're reliving it. And instead of reliving the bad, now we've all had trauma in our lives at various levels, right? Some far worse than others, but we need to know that what trauma is it's the result of remembering the bad. And what we need to do is we need to retrain our brains from remembering the bad to remembering the good. Remembering the good doesn't eliminate the bad that has happened in our past, but it can deliver us from the trauma that comes from the bad that has happened in our past. It can help heal us because it's training our brain to focus. When we begin to focus on the good and remember the good, it actually causes us to retrain our brains to focus on the good from our past, that we would have memories of the good things. You know, as you get older, When we're young, we remember the bad things that we experienced in life more than we remember the good sometimes. But as we get older, we start remembering the good more than we remember the bad. And when we remember the bad, it doesn't have the effect on us that it used to have in our early days. Why? Because we've learned to take our focus off of the bad and get our focus on the good. Now in Psalm 103, verse 2, he shows us this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, he pardons. Now watch the benefits that God shows us here. He pardons all our iniquities. He heals all our diseases. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and compassion. And he satisfies our years with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. When you focus on remembering the good things, your youth is renewed like the eagle. You get younger when you remember the good. You get older when you focus on remembering the bad. You get younger when you focus on remembering the good. Look at how David writes this psalm. Bless the Lord, and O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, and crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years. You know, when he says this, he's talking to us. He satisfies your years. God satisfies your years with good things so that, notice, as you look at the good things that God has done and remember the good, sometimes you got to just really concentrate and focus on writing it down and remembering the good. He said, but when you do that, your youth is renewed like the eagle. We age far worse when we're remembering the bad, and we get much younger, and our youth is renewed like an eagle when we remember the good. You know, if you forget about, if as an employee of a company, if you forget about the employee benefits, you won't be able to enjoy them. For example, as time passes, another employee may ask you, hey, why did you take a day off without pay? You could have taken that day off with pay. And you might ask, what? Are you sure? And they say, yes, don't you remember? They told you about that benefit when they hired you. In other words, we forget the good things that are made available to us, and we miss out on them because we forget them, because we don't remember them. We need to remember the benefits of what God has done. He says, do not forget his benefits. These are benefits for being his son or daughter. These are benefits for being in God's family. Remembering the good causes you to recognize the benefits you've experienced with God, and it sets up your expectation of what you can expect from God. So number one, remember the good. Number two, look for the good. Now, how is that different? Remembering the good, isn't that looking for the good? This is different in that what I mean by look for the good is find the good in any situation you're in. Look for the good in your present situation. Look for the good in the present problem you're facing. Look for the good in the present tribulation you're going through. In other words, remembering the good is the first way to experience this knowing God and this goodness of God. But then we need to look for the good in our present situation. Remembering the good has to do with what God's done in the past, but looking for the good has to do with looking for that silver lining in whatever cloud is raining on you. Look for that silver lining. There's a silver lining in every cloud. There's something good in every bad thing that happens to you. You know, being told no is simply a yes to something better, as we've talked about. No is simply a yes to something better. So often when we hear no, we accept that as something bad. But what we need to do is realize that we can look for something good in the no. We can look for something good in the bad day. We can look for something good in the tribulation. We can look for something good in failing that particular test or that person not wanting to be in our life anymore, or that person disappointing us or letting us down. If you look for the good and find, you will find it. You will find the good in the present situation. Listen, we don't have the power to live a pain-free, trouble-free life, but we do have the power to decide what we're going to look for in any given situation. This is what frees us from the prison of life happening to us, and that's when we start looking at how life is happening for us. Remember the scripture I shared with you many times in Luke 15, 10 lepers were cleansed, but when one of them saw that he was healed, he turned back. Why did he turn back to give thanks? Because he saw it's what he was looking at, what he was focused on. In Luke chapter 5, verse 8, when Peter saw a great catch of fish, he fell down at Jesus' feet because he saw how good God was being to him. And he saw the good in that situation. When he couldn't catch anything, Jesus caught him many fish. You see, not catching anything that day turned into something good for Peter, because he was now in a position to see how good God could be, so that no one could get the credit and the glory except God. You know, during the pandemic of COVID and all that had been unprecedented in those seasons and in that season and in those years, I remember hearing the voice of God saying, look for the good, look for the good, look for the good in the middle of the crisis, look for the good no matter what it looks like. Look for the good by reprioritizing your life. To take care of what really mattered during that season was people. And when we look for the good, even if something seems so tragic, God will show us something good. You know, there's a brain expert, I believe his name is Rick Hansen, and he explains that our brains don't automatically recognize the good for two reasons. First, there isn't a stimulus to catch your attention usually in something good. There's no threat, no fear, nothing to make your brain take notice. Your brain doesn't automatically note all the bad things that didn't happen. You see, at times, we have to get the magnifying glass out and look real closely to find the good. Our brains have not been trained to look for the good. We microscope the bad. We magnify the bad. We set the telescope on the bad, but we need to get the telescope and the microscope and whatever other scope exists in this world, and we need to look closely for the good and begin to focus on those things. Philippians 1:12, and I'll close with this today. It says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 12, "Now I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel." Often we see a good fact, but we don't have any good feelings about it. The seemingly small step is something so powerful that Paul says, when he looks back, he says, even in his negative circumstances, it turned out for the greater progress of the gospel. Listen, you can retrain your brain by remembering the good and then looking for the good in your present situation. And if you look close enough, you will find it. Let's pray together. If you never received Jesus today, I want you to pray and receive him as your Savior. Just pray this prayer out loud after me. Heavenly Father, come on, pray this with me. Heavenly Father, I believe Jesus died for my sins. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. Say that. I believe Jesus is the Son of God, and he is risen from the dead. From this moment forward, I'm a child of God. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are now a citizen of a new place called heaven. You have a citizenship with the family of God and in the community of God. And when you die, you will immediately be with the Lord and be with those who believed in him and trusted him for their salvation. And if you prayed that prayer, would you let me know and download this book as my gift to you? It's absolutely free, The Power of a New Life. You can download it anywhere in the world. It's the next steps in this journey with God, and it is a journey. We'll be talking more and more about this, but this is a journey. This is not we have arrived. This is a journey we're going towards and fulfilling the perfect will of God for our lives, step by step, day by day, good decision after good decision, mistake after mistake. When Jesus is in our life, he turns everything bad into something good. And when you believe that, everything's going to be all right. Can't wait to see you at our next service. God bless. Well, thank you again so much for joining me today on the podcast. I'm praying that God is using this message to speak to you today. And I want to encourage you right now, if Life Changers is one of the platforms from which you're growing spiritually and you feel blessed and empowered by the content here, I want to ask you to go to lifechangerschurch.com/give and become one of the givers, one of the people that is changing lives with me around the world. Become a greater part of what God is doing. Become a part of something bigger than just you or bigger than just me, what God is doing around the world through this ministry. You can give a one-time gift or become a recurring giver. Remember, the church is not a place, it's a people. Let's work together as the church to bring more people into the family of God. Go to lifechangerschurch.com/give to give, or click the link in the description. And thank you in advance. Remember, God's not mad at you. He is mad about you. He's in love with you, and he is on your side. God bless.